And we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you the current sports commentary on this platform. You may be able to listen on an alternative platform. For further information and terms of use, go to bbc.co.uk/5live.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Unfortunately, due to rights restrictions, we're not able to bring you...
He got no power on that, it just looped goalwards and Raya was able to catch it up to his left. Bernardo Silva was booked for something he said in the middle of all that as well. I can guess the gist of it.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard a lot about the two centre-backs for Arsenal this season, but they have not given... I mean, Haaland's had one moment where he's been able to get away from them and he's scored. Other than that, one of them has been touch tight, physically holding him, making sure he doesn't get three headers, he doesn't get away, doesn't get a second in the penalty area.
That looked like a handball by Diaz, deep inside his own half. It is 7 minutes that have been officially added on, but it will be longer than that, we're told, because of those delays just before the 90 minutes came up. So it's 7 minutes plus question mark. Manchester City 1, Arsenal 2. Gabriel's headed goal right at the end of the first half could prove to be the match winner, just like he was at Tottenham last Sunday afternoon. Gvardiol to Grealish. Grealish now to the penalty area. Back to Gvardiol. Right foot, back onto his left. Arsenal have got Ben White in front of him, so Gvardiol has to go back outside the penalty area. Foden now. Bernardo Silva. Bernardo Silva across to Diaz. It's Diaz again. Diaz on the edge of the D. Doesn't shoot. Plays it square. Foden. And Foden couldn't find Haaland. And Arsenal will clear through young Lewis Skelly. And the ball out of play on the halfway line. We're in the fourth minute of added time. Robbie Savage and Chris Sutton waiting on 5 Live to take your calls, but this is 5 Live, the World Service, BBC Sounds, Football Daily. We'll have all the interviews. We'll bring you the live interviews during 6:06, by the way, with the managers. Plenty to talk about. Grealish now into the penalty area, but just got a heavy touch on that. Cleared away by Havertz. Grealish, though, is able to get there first, win it back. Grealish moving infield and then finding the pass to Foden. Foden now working it to the right-hand side to Bernardo Silva. Bernardo Silva been absolutely compelling this second half. One-way traffic and then some. And he's lost it over there, and Arsenal are able to bring it forward. And actually it's played back by Gabriel Jesus into his left-back position to Lewis Skelly, who will go all the way back to Gabriel, who will then hit it long, and it drifts out of play for a throw into Manchester City, which they take quickly. We are now in the fifth minute of added time. Still Arsenal leading. Kovacic now to Foden, and now Bernardo Silva. How many late goals have Manchester City scored over the years? But Diaz, it's just poked away from him. Excellent work from Arsenal. I think this might have been Partey or Rice who got the touch on that. Manchester City through Edison. Ford, it goes towards Jack Grealish being held up by Havertz, and now here's Foden just outside the penalty area on his left foot. Foden shoots, deflected into the box. Akanji is there, back out to the right hand side. Bernardo Silva taking on Gabriel Jesus, and the former Manchester City man Jesus is able to dispossess his former teammate. A big cheer from the Arsenal fans over in the corner, but he hasn't cleared it. He's taking it back towards his own corner flag and actually has run it out for a corner. and he was still on the ground when Bernardo Silva took it into him, and a yellow card is shown to Gabriel Jesus, who I guess Michael Oliver says deliberately blocked the taking of the corner. So a yellow card for Gabriel Jesus.
Yeah, I think he did. I think his boot had fell off. I think he was trying to buy his team a free kick. That ball went out. Corner kick was given, just as about to be given. He just swung his leg at it. You have to be 10 yards back from the corner being taken, so that's an easy yellow card.
Here is the corner in from Bernardo Silva. Raya's come and he's caught it in amongst a crowd of bodies. The Arsenal goalkeeper coming, and a huge cheer for that take from the Arsenal fans in the two tiers to our right. And he's got the ball in his hands. And Leon, we are now in the seventh minute of added time.
That is the best thing to see if you're a defender. If you're in there panicking, a bit nervous, late stage of the game, you're tired, you've been backs to the wall, if your keeper comes through bodies like that, claims it, you're so happy. Brilliant goalkeeping yet again from David Raya.
Diaz heading the ball back to Ederson, and Havertz was almost in there, but Ederson was able to block it away. Arsenal have not won here since Arsene Wenger was the manager. Almost 10 years ago, Arsenal's last victory away from home in this stadium against Manchester City. Akanji plays it square. Now Diaz to Jack Grealish. And now we're into overtime. Grealish taking it on, driving it across, and it hits Saliba at the near post. Comes off his knee, bounces behind for a corner, and he celebrates that like Daniel Dubois last night. Corner is taken short and given back to Grealish, who took it. Grealish into the penalty area, stabs it back, shot from Kovacic, that's blocked, and it's smuggled into the net! They found it! Arsenal crack! And it's 2-2! How they found a way through, I'm not sure, but they did! The shot from Kovacic, John Stones was in there, and Arsenal players hit the ground, so close to winning here at the Etihad Stadium. Manchester City draw level in the ninth minute of added time. 2-2 the score, and John Stones saves it for Pep Guardiola and Manchester City. Yellow cards are shown, two of them to Manchester City, whether it's Guardiola or whether it's his coaching staff, but it is Manchester City 2, Arsenal 2.
Well, there could be a huge moment in the way the Premier League season turns out. And they've huffed and puffed, really, this Manchester City team. They've not really created enough clear-cut opportunities, but they've just tried to take quick-set pieces all afternoon long, and they've just caught Arsenal out there. The tired legs have just been overwhelmed. Grealish has got into the penalty area before Arsenal have even been able to react. Cut it back to Kovacic, quick shot, ricochets to John Stones, and it's the equaliser.
It is John Stones, and now before players just restarted, and now all of the players have got involved in a sort of kerfuffle, really. It's not a brawl or anything like that. Players are just milling around after somebody maybe has said something. It's very difficult to know. Those two yellow cards that were shown by Michael Oliver to In the general direction of the Manchester City bench. I'm not sure about that. It was Pep Guardiola and Xabi Mansecido who were shown the yellow cards. So
what happened, John, was it was a more aggressive carbon copy of what happened at the very start of the game with Rodri and Havertz. The kickoff is taken all the way back to the goalie. Thomas Partey just tried to stop the run of Erling Haaland, going to close him down, and Haaland just hasn't noticed he's there. He's just ran through him with every bit of force he had, barged him onto the floor because he was trying to block his run. Free kick given to Arsenal, that's where the melee came from.
So the referee sorted all of that out. The goal coming in the eighth minute of added time at the end of the match when seven were signalled, but we did know that it would go longer than that. And Manchester City, they could not have left it much later. And there is the final whistle. And Pep Guardiola and Mikel Arteta walk towards one another. There's a handshake and then there's an embrace. What a tussle it was between these two teams. The top two in the Premier League for the last two seasons. They were the top two coming into this weekend. And they finished 2-2.
Yeah, I mean, what an afternoon of entertainment we've had. We've had some brilliant football, we've had some wonderful goals, quick thinking, We've had decisions go right, we've had a bit of drama, we've had tackles, injuries, late goals. I mean, we've pretty much had it all. There's been a bit of intensity out there on the football pitch. The players are still frustrated. We've had bad decisions, and through it all, you know, we've had two managers that can then just embrace and be friends at the end of it. They know they've both got quality sides. They know they'll be in the run as long as they possibly can in this Premier League race. I saw as soon as the final whistle went, both sets of fans were clapping their team and applauding what they've seen. City for coming back, Arsenal for all the effort and nearly getting over the line with what would have been a historic victory here at the Etihad Stadium. But yeah, what an afternoon of football, and you know, I'd love to see that kind of game every single week.
Honestly, let me tell you, that was titanic. 2-2, it's finished. You're going to have so much to talk about with Robbie Savage and Chris Sutton, but if I can, City ahead through Erling Haaland, his 100th goal for Manchester City. That was in the 9th minute. It feels like it was about 3 weeks ago. Then Rodri having to leave with an injury. We'll see how that is. Big problem for Manchester City. He jarred his knee. Calafiori equalised the hotly contested goal after a quickly taken free kick. Gabriel with some header just before half time. Then Leandro Trossard sent off, and that set the tone for the second half, because it was attack against defence, and it looked as though for all the world that Arsenal were going to hold out for what would have been the most famous of victories. But no, after that final scramble, John Stones finishing off to make it 2-2, and that's how it's finished. Honours even. Arsenal supporters cheering their players, and likewise the home sections, the City supporters who are still in here, great applause for their players for finding the goal and winning the point. Manchester City 2, Arsenal 2. And Steve Crossman is here with us inside the stadium.
And we will hand you over shortly to 606 08085 909 693. We'll just wrap up first what we have just witnessed in the pouring Manchester rain, as the City players to our left-hand side just begin to make our way to the tunnel now. So too the Arsenal players who've just been in front of their supporters. John Murray, Leon Osman, Julian Laurent, all with us. Jules, that is one of the most astonishing second halves I have seen in a long time. What one-way traffic doesn't sum it up. And they were so close, Arsenal, to something properly Herculean there.
Yeah, incredible. I mean, I think heroics really is the word that can qualify that second half. And yeah, you look at it and you would say they defended so deep and so much. They didn't try to play. I think they would have had, 10% of the ball in that second half. But it goes beyond that. It's not as simplistic as that, really. And your 10 men against 11 at the Etihad against, maybe, as we said before, the greatest team in Premier League history. And you keep them so quiet that they need a deflected shot in the 97th minute to score one goal, really. And yes, there's a really good save from Raya on the volley from Virgil, but overall it's been an outstanding second half defensively from Arsenal. And I think in the first half they were maybe the better team at 11 against 11. They had the biggest chances, they were 2-1 up, and in that second half this is not really realistic that you can keep City so quiet with one man down. But they did it. So I know it will feel like a defeat for Arsenal fans, and it will feel like a frustrated draw for City fans and City players and Arsenal players. But overall, I think it was an incredible performance from Arsenal.
Leon, we'll leave some of the sort of more controversial moments of the game for 6:06 in a moment. But the discipline that Arsenal showed in that second half, it's not just the fact that they defended the way they defended and, you know, threw the body and all that kind of stuff. All of that almost is a given. They weren't giving free kicks away, really, on the edge of the box. They weren't giving up lots of massive chances. They somehow convinced Manchester City that their best way forward was Ruben Diaz pot shots.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they'll look back, as you said, and maybe be a bit disappointed and frustrated initially. But then they'll look back and take a lot of confidence from this, a lot of belief, a lot of knowledge of the fact that they can go and take anyone on if they go about it the right way. They can do it by causing them trouble. They can do it by defending. You're right. The discipline, not dangling a leg, not giving free kicks away, forcing Manchester City to have the kind of efforts that they wanted Manchester City to have, shots from the halfway line. When it went wide, they were tight as anything. They were giving nothing away. They gave away space in certain areas, and they forced Manchester City to attack how they wanted to, which is great testament. I said before as well, the centre-halves were touch tight on Haaland. They didn't give him a breath when the ball came into the penalty area. Magnificent defending. But those around had to work so hard to keep moving their feet, to keep mentally strong, to not dangle a leg, to not run out of position, to make sure if a fresh Jack Grealish who cuts inside isn't getting away from you, even by half a yard, to get a shot away. And they were out on their feet at the end. Just that lapse in concentration right at the end to allow a quick corner. Jack Grealish is well inside your penalty area before you've realised what's going on. They just switched off in that one moment, which allowed that Kovacic effort from 12 yards out. That was the best chance City had in the game, and he scuffed it. And they actually got a bit fortunate that it ended up, I mean, it was a brilliant block, I think, by maybe Gabriel. It forced it to John Stones, and he did well to put it away. But yeah, Arsenal will be pleased when they look back. City will be delighted with the point. I think they could play better. I think they could move teams around a bit more and create more than they did against Arsenal. But yeah, I'm trying to take a breath here because what an afternoon of football.
John Murray, just to finish it off, you could make a really good case today for why both teams have shown exactly why they'll probably be right there at the end of the season. The Arsenal performance speaks for itself, but Manchester City found a way.
Yeah, that's what they've shown themselves to be today. And we talked, didn't we, before the match about how they had the perfect preparation, Manchester City, with that Inter match. As it turned out, Arsenal had the perfect example there of how to defend against Manchester City, and they carried that out today until in the end. It's amazing how the top teams are able to find a way through, and that's what Manchester City did in the end, in the 8th minute of added time.
An astonishing game. 24-0, that's the shot count in the second half in favour of Manchester City. Stunning game, stunning result. 08085 909 693, get your calls in right now. Jules, Leon, John, thank you all very much indeed. The Etihad is emptying. Time to get on your phone, because now it's time for 606.
Are you ready to have your say in the UK's biggest football debate? Your teams, your views. Get ready. This is 606 with Chris Sutton and Robbie Savage on 5 Live.
Welcome to 606, your football phone-in show. Last night, Christopher on 606, we had a call that said Man City against Arsenal will be boring. It was anything but.
Grealish into the penalty area, stabs it back, shot from Kovacic, that's blocked, and it's smuggled into the net! The founded Arsenal track, and it's 2-2!
Simple, Chris. Sum that up quickly.
It's so difficult. What drama. I think that's the best game, Rob, I've seen in a long, long time. Arsenal coming so close. David Raya, absolutely brilliant in goal. You got the sending off for Trossard. I thought it was deserved. So did you. But did Arsenal get what they deserved with their time-wasting antics, Rob?
Man City and Arsenal fans, call us now on 08085 909 693. Earlier, there were fills and spills at Brighton.
Great football from Nottingham Forest. Jota Silva is in the clear, running through one-on-one, plays it across to Ramon Sosa, and that is 2-2. And that's come out of nothing in the second half, but it's a brilliant move. Brighton 2, Nottingham Forest 2.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live. Call free 08085 909 693. Text 85058. Texts will be charged at your standard message rate. Plus, see our privacy notice. bbc.co.uk/5live.
Oh, it was a great point for your Nottingham Forest side, Christopher, but it came at a cost, as both Gibbs White and their manager Nuno Espirito Santo were sent off, Christopher.
Yes, they were. I mean, Nuno was really angry, wasn't he? You've got to say, Danny Welbeck, his free kick, absolutely sensational. Brighton and Nottingham Forest fans, we want to hear from you, and the number to call is 08085 909 693.
Anyone else you need from tonight, Christopher?
Yes, I don't know if you saw the game earlier. Preston against Blackburn, Rob, our old club. But the talk afterwards was of Preston's forward, Militant Osmatic. He could be facing a lengthy ban. I've seen the footage, Rob, after allegedly biting Owen Beck. Didn't look allegedly to me. I thought he bit him. Were you there? Give us a call. Good week for Celtic, Rob. Champions League win followed by League Cup win today against Falkirk. Celtic have got Aberdeen in the semi-final. How far, Celtic fans, can they go in Europe? And the WSL got underway this weekend, and Arsenal and Manchester City drew 2-2 earlier today. Can either stop Chelsea this season?
Whoever you support, we're here until 8 p.m, so make sure you get your calls in now. The number to dial is 0808 599 693. Straight to those calls. Luke, you're an Arsenal fan.
Yes, well, devastated. But, I mean, what a fantastic advertising for the Premier League. Great game.
There are so many talking points. The Trossard sending off. Yeah. I thought he deserved to go. Second yellow. What were your thoughts on that, Luke?
He's got to go. I mean, obviously I'm biased, but he's got to go. It hurts even more because the Declan Rice won recently, obviously. So, you've seen a few instances where the yellows aren't given. So, he's got to go, but I don't know. My only kind of point I'd make on that is, does a referee kind of, you know, does he want to go into the game thinking, right, I want to try and see 11v11? What does he ref it by the rules? You know, by the letter of the law. So
yeah, Luke. But to be fair, though, on consistency, I think it was Doku who kicked the ball away in the first half and wasn't booked.
Well, yeah, exactly. So there's obviously some kind of indiscretion with who's getting yellow for and who's not. I don't know if it's down to the opinion of every individual referee who refs the game, or. It's a strange one. I'm not quite sure what to make of it, to be honest.
So Luke, do you think this will be a point which will win you the league at the end of the season?
I've got to say yes. But with two great teams, City FC, and I'm proud of the boys. We're definitely going to be at the end of the season, no matter what. I think it'll be like last season. It'll come down to the last game of the season, I think. And I think we're better this season. I think we're hot behind them, and they know that. So, I think you can tell the way City were in the last minute. They really wanted to make sure that we walked away with a point and not a win. So, I think it's a point game. Yeah, definitely. Point there, yeah, it's a good point.
Okay, Luke, thank you so much for the call. So, Luke says at that point, we'll win Arsenal the title at the end of the season. What do you think, Brad, City fan?
Oh, man alive. What a match. I totally agree with both your analysis there. It was one of the best games I've seen this season. It was unbelievable. I thought City went off like a train. I couldn't believe what I was seeing in Haaland's goal. I mean, man alive, what a play. I love that Savinho ball. It was brilliant. Mm. And I just, the 100 goals in 105 appearances. I heard it before on the build-up Five Lives earlier build-up. But, I mean, Arsenal came back at them, didn't they, Robbie? Arsenal came back.
Do you need a stronger goalkeeper, Brad?
Look, listen, Raya was off the scale. He was brilliant. If Arsenal would have won that, it would have been because of Raya. No doubt about that. I agree with you there, Chris.
But what about your goalkeeper? The Gabriel header, should he be doing better
listen,
there?
Yeah, I was listening to... I was watching it on the TV there, and Phil Neville said the same thing. He said, that's the ball that, Edison, on his game, should be plucking that out of the air. And I think I agree with him there. I think Edison didn't have the best game, and to be fair, I mean, you can argue about the free kick, you can argue about Kyle Walker's position, but that's football at the end of the day, and that's what we sit back in the end of the pub on the Saturday night and argue about, and that's what makes the game. They scored two brilliant goals. I mean, that young Italian lad, Calafiori, what a goal! I mean, I was still coming down off Haaland's goal. And he goes and bangs that in from 20 yards.
You didn't cheer that one in, Brad, surely?
Listen, Chris, I mean, I've spoke to you before about this sort of thing. I love football. Yeah. And when I see a great goal, it doesn't matter who scores it, I'll stand up and applaud it. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
Really, you've got to take your hat off to a skill like that. That was superb. Gabriel's goal, they had a carbon copy of it just 5 minutes earlier. And, you know, Kyle Walker, I don't know what he was doing. He was prodding him in the belly before the goal was there, you know, before the ball came in. Edison should have got it. City went to sleep. I don't think they were on the game there. I really do. I think Arsenal dominated the second part of the first half. And I don't know about the sending off was deserved. I mean, Robbie, you just said there about Doku kicked it away in the first half. Trossard did the same thing. Listen, Trossard committed a foul there as well, and I thought that was a yellow card foul. You know, I think the referee wasn't going to yellow card him because he was already on one, but when he kicked the ball away, he thought, well, that's that, you know. So I think he deserved to go, Trossard. But to be honest, once you do that, you're down to 10 men. There was 9 men defending. I was talking to your guy who phoned me up, the researcher there.
Look, oh, okay, thank you so much. Thanks, Brad. Like Daniel, Rob, Arsenal
just,
fan.
Just quickly, Rob, what about the Arsenal first goal? Brilliant goal as it was. I heard you in the trail, Rob, about Kyle Walker. Michael Oliver called him over. I think I'm with you on that. Tell us what you said.
Well, I think Julian Raron said, was the whistle blown? I seen the referee put the whistle to his mouth, so I think, listen, I don't know if he blew it or not, but if he's blown it, Kyle Walker, he's in the right back position, you know, he has to sprint back, I think. Listen, they've still got time to defend it. So if the referee blows the whistle, the ball's in play.
So you thought he blew the whistle before he took it, do you? But should Kyle Walker have been allowed to get back in the position? Though they may argue, Manchester City may argue. It'll be interesting to hear what's said after the game.
It's a fair point, Christoph. I'm sure you know we'll listen from both managers. Daniel, you're an Arsenal fan.
Hi, Robbie. Chris, how are you? You okay?
Yeah, right, good. What did you make of it, Daniel?
I'll tell you what. Today, I'm proud of the boys. I'll tell you what. The last few seasons of Arsenal, we're just growing. Like growing and growing, the core of the team we have and the players we've brought in. And I'll tell you what, obviously, like, I don't want to be too optimistic. Obviously, it's the start of the season pretty much. But I'd say, literally, I hope it's third time lucky. I hope it is. I really hope it is. And obviously, the players we have in now, obviously, 2 centre backs, Gabriel and Saliba, I'd say arguably they're the best centre backs duo in the Premier League.
I don't think arguably. I think everybody would agree with you. I don't think there is an argument. And what about your goalkeeper? Because I think I was one who jumped on the bandwagon with Ramsdale. Was thinking he was hard done by, but blimey, he was incredible today.
He's something else. He's just incredible. Like Spanish international, you know, saves he made. Obviously, the saves he made the other night, and obviously today, and. He's just a brilliant goalkeeper. He's probably, like, I'd say the best goalkeeper that Arsenal's had. Like, you know, since I've watched Arsenal.
Better than David
Seaman? I
don't
know, I've always been a layman. I was a layman fan when I was younger, obviously. And but I'd say, really, I'd say he's been arguably, like, the best performing goalkeeper I've seen for a lot of years.
Wow. Arsenal. Okay, Daniel, thank you so much for the call. Gary, Arsenal fan.
Yeah, well, I am an Arsenal fan. My main question is about consistency. So Trossard got sent off for a second yellow, correct. But Jeremy Doku in the first half does exactly the same thing and Michael Oliver just lets it go.
The only thing I've seen that clip... back, did he not? Was it a free kick? Wasn't it? Which was awarded? Was he not kicking the ball back to where Michael Oliver was pointing, though? But if he wasn't, I totally agree with you. And there has been an inconsistency. I think it was pointed out with Declan Rice's sending off, and was it Joao Pedro who did a similar thing for Brighton?
Yes. Earlier in the game at Brighton, yeah. But today, I think, you know, if Declan Rice is standing over the ball and Jeremy Doku kicks the ball away and Michael Oliver just lets it go. So there's got to be consistency between the two.
Do you think Trossard was stupid?
Yes. And as I was watching it, they said you could see he kind of half pulled away from kicking it out. But at the same time, you have to think, well, it has to be equal between the two. Because kicking it away, it doesn't matter how far you kick it away.
Well, Declan Rice didn't kick it very far, did he? Yeah, because Declan Rice, you know, delayed the restart, didn't he? That wasn't very far at all, and obviously Trossard kicked it further.
Exactly. So Declan Rice getting sent off for a second yellow for nudging the ball, and then Jeremy Doku kicking it. What
do you think the red? Do you think the red? Do you think the red? This might be a silly question, Christopher, but the red, with Arsenal going down to 10, the formation they had, the lowest of low blocks, the 5-4 or the 6-3, whatever you want to call it, City find it very, very difficult to break it down. Do you think City, Chris, would almost have rather played against 11?
Mm. Yep, I get that. It was amazing the way that Arsenal defended. I don't think we're surprised with the way that they, you know, how good they are, how organised they are. I think, you know, was it Daniel who said that Saliba and Gabriel are monumental? They are. That's Arsenal's strength, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Unbelievable. Chris, I tell you what, we've got so many calls, and we've got Simon, a City fan, Dean, an Arsenal fan. We've got so many more. But, Christopher, at nearly 7 o'clock, we have to go to the news on 5 Live. We've got an hour to go, 08085 909693. It's time for the news on 5 Live with Richard Foster.
The voice of the UK.
And the home of the Premier League.
This is BBC Radio 5 Live.
Thanks, Robbie. Good evening. The Labour Party conference has opened in Liverpool with promises to improve workers' rights, build high-quality homes and strengthen communities. But the event's being overshadowed by rows over the salary of Keir Starmer's chief of staff and gifts from the Labour donor Lord Alley. The Environment Secretary Steve Reid says they have to be honest with voters.
We also have to show people that through this darkness there comes light. And the reason we were elected was to change things, to make things better. People need to know they voted for change and they will get change. That's why our slogan, and you can see it on the walls all around us, change begins. It's not going to be done overnight. This is the start in the much bigger change that this country needs.
The Justice Secretary says she's furious that some prisoners have been released early without ankle tags. Shabana Mahmood has been demanding answers from the prison's contractor, Serco, and says the company could face penalties. Lebanon says three people have been killed during more fighting between Israel and Hezbollah. In northern Israel, thousands of people tried to shelter from rockets, cruise missiles and drones launched from Lebanon and Iraq. At least three people were injured. At least four people have been killed and dozens hurt in a mass shooting in the United States. The attack happened in Birmingham in Alabama last night. Our correspondent Steve Nibbs has more.
Police say that a number of shooters fired multiple rounds into a group of people in the street. Two men and a woman died at the scene, with a fourth person passing away in hospital. There are a number of agencies involved in this investigation, including the FBI. They are actively looking for the people responsible and obviously looking for a motive for the attack.
People with asthma or severe acne will no longer be banned from joining Britain's armed forces. The Defence Secretary John Healey says he wants to end what he sees as outdated entry requirements to tackle a recruitment crisis. And he'll also announce plans to get computer gamers to join a new cyber defence effort. And the BBC's former economics editor Peter Jay has died at the age of 87. During his career, he was also an economics editor at The Times, a presenter of ITV's Weekend World, a British ambassador to Washington, and the launch chairman of TVAM.
I'm Kim Cattrall, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, a new audio drama telling the history of the CIA from the inside out.
The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked.
He's got to convince Congress to give him an open checkbook now.
America has suffered its worst domestic attack of the 20th century.